speak to the young people. They're all awake, are they? Yeah, already. Yeah. Jill's suddenly perked up now. I was looking here at a chorus we sing. It says, "Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus." You know that chorus, don't you? The one that we sing. Why does God ask us to have our eyes open? Why doesn't he just do it? Why is it that, like, this is like a prayer in it? "Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus." It's like a prayer asking God. Why doesn't God just do it? Why does he want us to ask him? Have you any idea on this? Any idea?
Yeah.
That's right. So it's that free will. It's that free will. That was exactly what I wanted this to hone in. Now, that free will, you know, as I began to grow up with the Lord and everything, I began to get before God a sort of fear, if you like, about my free will. Because I realized that my free will can determine what course I take, what course I can take with God. And as you walk with the Lord, you realize that there is that free will, and sometimes you want your own way, and God lets us have our own way, only to find that we're not blessed, we're not happy, we've lost our peace. And you begin to start to become aware of this free will, which we've just heard. So, what do you do when you begin to realize that our free will can either bless, be a blessing, please Jesus, or it can do completely the opposite? Disobey, not please him, and cause us to go out of the will of God. What would we do in a situation like that? What would you do? Yes, John. Right, okay, so Joel says to ask God to help us to do the right thing. Now, will he do that? Will he do that? Right, so to do the right thing might not always be, in fact, I'd say every time, to do the right thing before God is not what we willingly want to do. So we find there's a battle. And there's a battle between the wills. There's the will of God and there's my will. And I have asked God to help me to do the right thing, just as Joel says. And then you find that battle starts to come. Let's take an example. You might have a friend at school who says, "Oh, will you come join me at this party? There's a party going to be on tonight." If you haven't had that, you're probably going to face it. There's a party, so you think to yourself, "Oh, that sounds rather nice, party." And then you begin to hear that still, small voice down deep under that God is saying, "I don't think that's the right place for you. I don't want you to go there." And there may be a reason, because God, you see, sees ahead, and he may think there's bad influences. There could even be drugs there. There could be trouble. Or you name it, it could be there. But part of you thinks, "Oh, it would be nice to go to a party, you know? A nice change. I hadn't been to a party or something like that before." So you find then that you would like to go, but there's something inside you also saying no to it. Now, what would you do in that situation? Have any of you been in a situation like that? Huh? Have you been in a situation like that? There's somebody nodding their head. So, what did you do in that situation?
I asked my dad if
he could go. You asked your dad if he could go? Right. Well, that is the right thing to do. But supposing dad or mum says, "Yes, you can go," but you still feel inside it's not right, or you know that there are going to be some wrong people there that you know are a bad influence. What do you do in a situation like that?
I'd
What do you do in this situation? Here, Shirley. Ask God. Open your eyes, which we said at the beginning. Now, is he going to do that? He's going to do that. So it is good that God opens our eyes, because that helps us to see. And you know that that is a very good thing to ask of the Lord, to open my eyes. Help me to see, Lord, because I'm not seeing this as you want me to see. And you know, he'll do that. He'll do that. Isn't that wonderful? But sometimes it's painful. It's not always easy. It's not always easy when God opens your eyes, because we don't always want to see a thing straight away. Now, there's a scripture that we often quote here in Ephesians. It says, God will work in us both to will and do for his good pleasure. So he's going to work that. He's going to work with our wills so that you can do the right thing. Sometimes God might just let you, for one time, go to that party to have your eyes open and to see what is going on. But the point is, you have to be honest before God. You have to say, is my heart in that or isn't it? You see, that is the point. You see, God, when I came to the Lord, he still allowed me to go to certain places. But the wonderful thing about it was, I realized that my heart, my affections, were no longer in that anymore. And that showed me the power of God's salvation, his grace, working in my life, and he'll work in your life. So you've got to put that test. You have to be honest before God. And you have to say, Lord, I think my affections are in this. And you've got to help me. Because I know that they shouldn't be. Or he may work with you where he allows you to do something, but you're going to come away from that and say, praise God, my heart isn't really in that. That isn't the course, that isn't the road I want to go down anymore. And you can rejoice in that, because that's salvation, that's God working in your life, in your heart, causing you to walk away from those temptations, because you're young and you will face temptations. I'm not going to say to any of you, I'm not going to delude you that you will not be tempted. You will. But God says he will help you through that temptation. He will show you that way of escape. But we have to be honest in those temptations. Sometimes we just got to say, Lord, I want to do it, but I know it's wrong. Please help me not to. See? It's when where we go wrong is say, oh, I'm all right, Jesus is in me, I won't be tempted, I'm fine. Won't you come unstuck? You have to be honest. You have to be honest about these temptations. That we do have a problem, but Lord, help me with this. And he will, because God loves honesty. God loves honesty. Sometimes you should talk with your parents. Be open with your parents. They're more open than you think. I'm having a problem. I'm having temptation in this area. Sometimes dad and mum may just pray with you, or they'll get in prayer. See, God can work that way. He can work through many ways. Because I know that where you are and at school, you do face a lot of temptations. There are a lot of those things. We call them golden carrots. They're like carrots that the devil puts up there, and they look all gold and glittery, you see. And they look very tempting. And you have to sort of say, no, Satan, no. But you can only do it in the power and the grace of God. You'll never do it in your own strength and in your own intellect. So open my eyes, Lord. I want to see you.